Good Wednesday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Google.
And I'm Jake Sherman. We've got some news this morning. Vice President Mike Pence will join us October 30th, 1 week before Election Day, for a live Playbook interview about policy, politics, and the midterm elections. You could sign up for the waitlist online. Wall Street Journal has a big story this morning. In Mexico, another migrant caravan is gathering in Guatemala. They are preparing to follow the larger group currently marching to the U.S.-Mexico border. The Washington Post has a smart story about Trump's Washington, reporting that officials who work for Trump are scrambling to make his false assertions real. The latest evidence of that is Trump's push on the mystery tax cut.
There are 13 days until the election. The New York Times is up with a piece looking at how, although President Donald Trump is rallying across the country in the run-up to the elections, he is finding some do-not-enter signs in particular races, including in Texas, where Representative John Culberson, who is in a tight re-election bid, skipped Trump's rally. Our colleague Mark Caputo is up with a piece in Florida, looking at how Rick Scott is battling pollsters in the Florida Senate race who've reported that the Republican got no appreciable bump following Hurricane Michael. Scott gave his Senate campaign another $7.4 million yesterday, per a filing with the FEC.
Big picture from the AP, the Democratic wave is slipping away. Few Democrats think they have a shot at the Senate now, and what's more concerning to Democrats is the House will be decided by just a handful of seats. The latest in the Jamal Khashoggi saga, the Wall Street Journal got an Oval Office interview where Trump said Saudi Arabia messed up the handling of Khashoggi's killing from beginning to end. Trump told the paper he does not want to end U.S. contracts with the kingdom. The New York Times is reporting that in Riyadh, the Saudi crown prince got a standing ovation at their global investment conference, though most bankers tried to keep a low profile and avoid talking to the news media. One investment bank that was there, Moelis & Company's CEO Ken Moelis. Moelis also employs Eric Cantor, the former House Majority Leader.
Alex Eisenstadt scooped that the RNC is transferring $3.5 million to both the House and Senate campaign arms, while NBC News is reporting that Priorities USA, the Democratic super PAC, is launching a $2 million ad campaign using Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell as its closing argument to midterm voters. And in the Sunshine State, our colleagues are reporting that Florida Democratic gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum accepted tickets to the Broadway show Hamilton from an undercover FBI agent who was leading a probe into the Tallahassee Economic Development Agency.
Here's what's on tap for Trump's Wednesday. The president will speak at an opioid event at 2 p.m. At 4:50, he's scheduled to leave the White House for Andrews Air Force Base, where he'll fly to Wisconsin. He'll hold a political rally at 7:30 and then fly home. Vice President Mike Pence is busy today. He's in Scranton, Pennsylvania, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and Norfolk, Virginia.
And a few housekeeping notes. Join us for a special Playbook Elections event in Philadelphia Monday with Representative Brendan Boyle and Representative Ryan Costello to discuss the 2018 midterm cycle and issues shaping the races. Doors open at 8 a.m. Also, please sign up for the Playbook Election Challenge if you haven't yet. The president says a red wave is coming on Election Day. Is he right, or will the tide turn blue? Compete against the nation's top political minds in the Politico Playbook Election Challenge by correctly picking the winning candidates in some of the most competitive House, Senate, and gubernatorial races in the country. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
With security threats evolving every day, Google's constantly working on solutions to help make everyone safer online. They share their safe browsing technology with other companies to protect over 3 billion devices from phishing and malware, and collaborate with independent security experts to find and fix security vulnerabilities across the internet. You can check out more ways Google's sharing their tech and collaborating with the industry at google.com/security.